Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping it fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is The View From Above, Leading With Perspective. But before we get into it, let's talk about three things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for quiet moments to think. I'm so thankful for those rare minutes when the house is silent and my mind finally slows down. That's when the ideas connect, lessons click, students' faces come to mind, solutions surface. Perspective starts in the quiet. You can't see the sky if you're always flapping in the noise. Secondly, I'm thankful for conversations with colleagues who stretch my thinking. I'm so grateful for teacher friends who don't just nod. They ask questions that make me re-see a situation. Sometimes they remind me that what felt urgent was actually minor, or that a student's behavior was about fear than defiance. Those talks lift me like those thermals I talked about in the last episode. One conversation can change the altitude of my whole week, y'all. Third thing I'm thankful for, sunset and open skies. I'm so thankful for evenings when I stop long enough to watch the sky change color. It's a free reminder that the world is bigger than today's to-do list. A sunset is perspective painted in orange and gold. A daily lesson that beauty comes from stepping back. All right, everyone. I'm going to set up the view here. Over the last few episodes, we've been learning from the eagle. In Be the Eagle, we rose above the crow. That was resilience. In Flying Together, we learned that the eagles lift one another. That was community. In Wings of Gratitude, we discovered the warm air that keeps us aloft. Now, we're at the next chapter, The View From Above. When the eagle finally reaches height, it doesn't flap wildly. It glides and observes. It can see miles ahead. The rivers, the valleys, storms, and safe places to land. That's what perspective gives us as teachers and leaders. A wide lens that brings peace, clarity, and better decisions. So that's what we are going to be focusing on here. Perspective, first big idea, perspective brings peace. In the middle of a school day, everything feels immediate, doesn't it? I think we all can admit, the students who forget their homework, the email, a phone call from a parent, the schedule change. When you're down in the weeds, every issue feels like a mountain. But when you rise, even mentally for a moment, you see patterns instead of problems. Now ask yourself, will this matter next month? That's one question that diffuses half of the stress. I want to encourage you to think about that. Will this matter next month? I think of a time when a student snapped at me in class. In the moment, it stung. But later I realized, hey, his family was struggling. So perspective turned frustration into compassion. Like the eagle, we gain peace not by avoiding storms, but by climbing above them long enough to see the whole sky. Second big idea that I want to talk about is that altitude and attitude are connected. The higher you fly, the smoother the air. Same goes for our attitude. Low altitude thinking, when you're in the gossip, when you're in the complaining, the comparison, it keeps you in turbulence. Who wants to be in that turbulent space? I don't. Choosing kindness and curiosity creates your own updraft. See, in my career, I've learned that people rarely follow a title. They follow your spirit. And when you stay calm and optimistic through chaos, you become the steady wings. You become the steady wing that others use to find balance. It's not toxic positivity. It's emotional altitude control by doing this. Third big thing that I want to talk about, third big idea, is to see the whole flight path, not just the moment, y'all. Eagles don't fixate on one tree. They see the entire landscape. Teachers can do the same by zooming out to look for growth over time. That student who struggles with multiplication may now stay in the room and try instead of giving up. That's progress, y'all. Perspective turns small wins into motivation instead of missing them for not being perfect. It can't be about perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. It also helps when we see the whole flight path, not just the moment. It also helps us to forgive. It also helps us to forgive ourselves for a lesson that flopped. Let's just be real. We have lessons that flop. We have days that don't go according to plan. We have things where we're not always at our best. See, our teaching is a journey, not just a day. And so we have to remind ourselves that, hey, we're not measuring minutes. We're measuring growth. Fourth big idea that I want to talk about is to use perspective to lead others. True teacher leadership isn't about having all the answers. It's about helping others find altitude. When a colleague feels stuck, you can be the one who says, hey, step back. Look at how far your students have come. You've got this. Remind teams of their why when the how feels impossible. And sometimes the how does feel impossible, but we got to go back to the why sometimes. Sometimes we have to take moments where we share stories that reconnect people to purpose, because purpose is what turns effort into flight. Perspective-driven leaders listen more than they lecture. They create calm in rooms that feel chaotic. And the best part? When you model perspective, students notice too. They start responding instead of reacting, instead of just being that, instead of approaching things in a reactive way. So some reflective takeaways here is the eagle doesn't live in the sky all the time. It rises to see clarity and then returns with purpose. Perspective doesn't pull you away from your work. It helps you re-enter with wisdom. When teachers learn to pause, zoom out, and to breathe, we gain the calm that students mirror. So the biggest key takeaway here, y'all, perspective is the gift of altitude. The higher you fly in gratitude, reflection, and grace, the clearer your purpose and the calmer your leadership becomes. Well, I hope this episode proves to be valuable to you. I want you to if you can jump on over to Apple Podcasts and hit me up with a 5-star, give me a review if you can. And I value your time here as a funky teacher joining me today on this episode. And ultimately, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.